Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. Super excited that you joined us today. I have the privilege of hosting the amazing Scott Hondros today. He is the Vice President of Services, Commercialization, and Strategy at Centrack, which offers locating, sensing, and security solutions for the healthcare industry. Centrack has helped more than 2,000 healthcare organizations around the world build safer, more efficient enterprise. So excited to have him here. Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to our discussion today.
Likewise. So hey, before we dig in, we'd love to hear more about you. What is it that got you into healthcare?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I didn't come into healthcare with a long and lengthy background in the medical industry. So 12 years ago, my wife had a very complex pregnancy with our son, Hunter, and she was on bed rest in the hospital for approximately 3 months. And wow. During that time, I would go there on the weekends and at night, and I really started saying, man, there's a lot of folks other than the doctors and the nurses that are making this place kind of operate and tick. And so you would see the cleaning crew from EVS, you would see the engineering folks, the biomed technicians, the IT individuals coming in and out of the room. Just, you know, when you're somewhere for multiple months, you really get to appreciate all that goes into it. And so I walked away saying, man, this is a fascinating industry and one that I think I could really find myself having a career in. And so from there, I began kind of looking at opportunities in the healthcare sector. And here I am 12, 13 years later talking to you.
Amazing. And actually, before we hit record, you were sharing about your son and his ski racing. So he's doing well.
Yeah. He just turned 12 this week. And so it's been a time of reflection, really looking back and saying, okay, wow, 12 years ago, I began in this industry in healthcare with a small startup company at the time. And so it really is fascinating. The time has flown by, the people I've met, the colleagues I've had the privilege of working with, and then the clients that, you know, we've been able to serve has been truly an exciting and remarkable journey. So hopefully I could share a little bit about that today and share some of the road to that.
I love that. Yeah, for sure. And so thank you for sharing that, Scott, and kudos to Hunter and Ms. Hondros for going what they go through to give us the inspiration we need as leaders in this business. It's much necessary. So let's dig in. Let's dig into Centrack. What does a company do to help the healthcare ecosystem?
So Centrack is a company, as you shared as we were getting going here, we kind of explained it as, you know, indoor GPS or indoor locating. Centrack is able to provide the software, the hardware, and the services, which makes us unique in the industry. And what we are really aiming to do is try and make staff more efficient so that they can deliver more timely and better patient care, or take out manual processes by automating those with different technology and software that we offer. And so it really is not about being IT focused or one little use case. What Centrack does is really touch on all of those touch points that a patient or a clinician experiences as they go through their care or go through their daily work. And that can be from managing the assets that move around the facility and understanding where those are in real time, to taking away the need for a nurse to go and manually document temperatures. And so we are able to automate all of those processes and really try and make the clinicians and the other ancillary staff more efficient.
That's great. Yeah, efficiency is the game here with all the burnout and understaffed facilities that are dealing with the stress. If you had to capture the best way that really separates you guys, you do things differently, what would you say that is?
Yeah, so hospitals, even if you don't work in them, you know, on a regular basis like we do, when you go in there, there's lots of rooms and corridors and, you know, I say nooks and crannies, you know, a lot of places for things to go. And so what Centrack was able to do years ago was develop a technology that was able to get very precise room level locating and what we call clinical grade locating. And it is so important in the healthcare industry that we know what room a particular patient or staff member is in. And a lot of what we do integrates with the electronic medical records. And so if I'm able to say, that Daniel is in exam room one versus a multitude of exam rooms, that accuracy is something that CINTRAC has really built our foundation on and our technology on. So the room level locating is something that we integrate into as many of our use cases as possible.
That's interesting. So that seems to be the cornerstone, and it sounds like it could apply to patients, clinicians, even devices.
Absolutely. It's always balancing the investment and the infrastructure to get you to that right level of granularity. And so in an operating room setting, we want as much granularity as possible. And in an exam room setting, an outpatient setting, that granularity is great. However, you know, maybe in a basement area that's more operational, we may not have as much granularity and maybe just have the location sensors in the hallways and the core areas where equipment might be stored. And so it's having the knowledge of how things and people move around the medical center and figuring out how that granularity needs to be applied, realizing that there's a financial component to this that always must be in the back of our minds so that we can get the right balance, but also have the right granularity in the end, because it really is trying to find a needle in a haystack. And with this technology, we are able to really get you right to the room where that particular asset or patient or staff member may be.
That's fascinating, Scott. And so when customers typically come and, you know, knock on your door and they say, hey, we need help, what problem are they coming to you with usually?
So that's interesting. A lot of times we get requests, a director or a vice president will go to a big conference and he or she will come to us for a challenge that their individual department may be facing. And so we may have a chief nursing officer who comes to us and says, you know what? We're having a lot of issues with staff safety and we really need to find a staff duress solution. Is that something you guys offer? Or a biomed director will come to us and say, we're really having a challenge hitting our PM compliance on an annual basis. Is that something you guys can help us do? And so what we end up having is these conversations that really allow us to understand, are there more pain points and challenges that this technology can solve? Because that's really what it's all about. If you are able to solve the nurse safety issue for the CNO, and you're able to solve the biomed challenge, and you're able to do this and this, all with the same technology, then the value prop and the ROI is much easier to achieve. And so we go in and really try and work with those individual department leaders to develop and document, you know, what their challenges are and what we think we can actually do from a predicted standpoint to improve upon that. And we put it all together in a very professional business model-like package and deliver that back to the executive team at the organization to then say, you know what, this really does make sense from a financial standpoint and a needs standpoint.
That's great. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. And folks, you guys heard the entire series we did on the abuse, the bullying, the incivility that happens in healthcare. Scott, we just did one. It was like a 7-part series where Mary Beth Kingston, CNO of Advocate Health, kind of recruited just top voices in the area to talk about this problem specifically. So very cool to hear that this could be a solution for that problem, but it sounds like many more problems, and it's just a matter of listening to what's going on and finding a way to address it.
It absolutely is. And we staff our team and my colleagues are former clinicians and former hospital administrators. And so when you mentioned something about staff safety, we have a colleague of mine, Mary Jagum, who is the president of the Emergency Nurses Association, feels very passionate about nurse safety. And so we try and bring that expertise. If we're talking about hand hygiene and infection control, we have some former epidemiologists on our team. And so we really try and bring those peers to the conversation so that we are having a very transparent dialogue that allows us to really help them. Because, I mean, in the end, being able to solve their challenges long-term is good for the organization and it's good for us as a business to have that long-term relationship.
Totally. Yeah, I love that. And so if you had to point to any particular setbacks, we oftentimes as business leaders learn more from those than the wins. What one would you think of that maybe has made you even better as a company or as a leader yourself?
You know, I think being aware that the industry and technology is changing. As I mentioned earlier, CINTRAC founded a technology based on infrared light and room level locating many, many years ago. And it was very successful and still is very successful for our company. But I think realizing that there are new technologies like Bluetooth that lots of companies in the IoT space and the RTLS space have been developing over the last few years, it was something that as a company, we had to say, okay, you know what? There are new technologies that will allow us to be as precise as what we kind of built our organization on, but allow us to continue to innovate. And so I really think not being stagnant in what got you to a point of success, but continuously innovating has always been something that I've been very passionate about. And Syntrack is certainly invest a lot in that continued innovation. So we're excited about some of the things that we have coming down the line, both on a software and a hardware standpoint, based on that innovation so that we can be talking 10 years from now about what we've done today. So I would say continuous innovation is something in any industry, any leader should constantly be looking to develop.
That's great. Yeah. And it gives energy to the organization. You got a solid base and then you could introduce new game-changing things that gets everybody even more excited, more inspired. That's definitely a win for everyone, especially customers. So I love that you focus there, Scott. And so you guys are knee deep in technology, both hardware, software. What do you think is a healthcare trend or technology that's going to change healthcare as we know it?
Without sounding too cliche, I do think that AI is going to be extremely influential. You know, as I look at the IoT space, not in the broader healthcare market, I believe that as well, but I can speak to the IoT space specifically. And I also think mobile devices. And so I'll kind of touch on both of those briefly. Our business is about providing actionable location data for clinicians and for the ancillary staff. In order to do that even more successfully and more efficiently and more accurately, harnessing some of the capabilities of AI and the predicted aspects and the prescriptive aspects are extremely exciting. And when I talk about that, I'll give some specific examples. If I am looking for a patient, for instance, that I have to go round on as part of my daily rounding as a doctor, and that patient actually has gone down to radiology and they're not in their room, the ability to take the analytics and the AI to look at that, where that patient is, look at that clinician's schedule, where that clinician is based on their location data, and say, hey, this patient's not there. Let me actually modify your rounding schedule to accommodate for that. The time that it's going to save from going to rooms where patients are not currently located, it's immense. And so you do that literally thousands of times a day. And the same thing with the operational aspects of equipment. So most of these medical centers have 1,000 bed hospital typically has 20,000 or more mobile medical devices. And so you are looking at 20,000 pieces of equipment. The ability to use some prescriptive aspects to say, okay, we know the PM compliance is coming up for this particular asset and it's not in use right now. This is a good time to go get it. And to actually create those work orders for those biomed technicians. All of those little things, if we can take our standard use cases that we're already working on ROI on and really fine tune those over and over again using some of these new tools, it's going to be super exciting. And I think the mobile device aspect is something that years ago, no hospital wanted to touch. There were security concerns and PHI concerns. And while that still is a relevant concern in the industry, the amount of data now that is being shared on mobile devices for the staff at a hospital is exciting. And so being able to harness the location data from a mobile device and use that operationally is where you're going to see some major improvements. And as you mentioned earlier, as we start facing more nursing shortages and staff burnout, all of these things to make their days a little bit easier and more efficient are going to allow hospitals to operate with a leaner staff.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's huge opportunities to take an innovative base that you guys have created, layer on AI, to take it to the next level is definitely exciting. And it's cool to hear that you guys are adding value, not only operationally, but clinically, and just overall, just a great opportunity. So folks, lots of opportunities to really think about your approach in your operations and your clinical outcomes. How can you take it to the next level? We'll leave Syntrack's information in the show notes here for you to take a look at the work that they're doing, Scott and his team is up to. Scott, we're here at the end. Why don't you go ahead and leave us with a closing thought and then the best place you want the listeners to reach out to you for more info.
A lot of what I tell my team and what I've learned over the years is really talk to that boots on the ground staff. You can sit in a conference room and hear what, you know, maybe the C-suite's challenges are, but take that, but also go and dig a little bit deeper and really understand, you know, what the frontline staff is facing across the organization, so that when you start trying to really solve the challenges, you truly are making an impact. Because that's where, as I mentioned earlier, we're all in this for the patients, the families, and for the staff. And so make sure that what you are actually providing to the organization is hitting that mark. We have a lot of interesting technologies, both software, hardware, as well as our professional services. You guys can check it out at syntrac.com. We also have a pretty intense LinkedIn presence that our marketing team does a great job with. So you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. But be happy to answer any questions. So feel free to reach out to us.
Amazing, Scott. Folks, take up Scott on his offer to learn more. We'll link up everything from their LinkedIn channel to the company that he just shared, syntrac.com. Scott, appreciate you jumping on with us and for everything you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.